It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. William Hart was born in Litchfield County, Connecticut in 1797 and moved to Fredonia in 1819, bringing with him only a rifle and a pack of clothing. Soon after Hart arrived in Fredonia, he became interested in the gas that occurred naturally in that area. He soon developed a plan to drill for the gas and use it for commercial purposes. In 1825, he drilled the first commercial well on the northeast side of the Main Street Bridge in downtown Fredonia. There are some claims that the drilling occurred as early as 1821, but the first documentation of the well being drilled was found in the Fredonia Censor dated August 31, 1825. The hole was drilled 27 feet into shale. Hart then built a simple gas meter and piped the natural gas to a local innkeeper. He called his operation the Fredonia Gas Light Company, making it the nation's first natural gas company. By November 1825, 36 village streetlights were fueled by natural gas, and this modern marvel of the time frequently attracted travelers, often causing them to make a significant detour to see this new wonder. The original Hart well produced gas until 1858. Due to poor health, Hart changed professions and became a nursery operator, where he was known for his beautiful flower garden that expanded from the back of his home down to the creek. He also ran a small amusement park in Fredonia and spa bath with hot water located along the creek. In 1838, Hart and his family moved to Buffalo, where he became a successful businessman. William Hart passed away in Buffalo August 9, 1865. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.